then in the third period, scoreless for most of it, and it looked like maybe the Hawks were just not going to have enough to sweep the series here against Detroit. But, of course, leave it to good old Jonathan Toews, the captain, knowing how to get the job done, getting a rebound, putting it in behind Jimmy Howard for the game-tying goal. And then it would go into overtime where nobody scored. A lot of opportunities. There were a lot of opportunities early in the first period as well. Neither team could capitalize there. Hawks had a couple of chances where if they would have elevated the puck or just gotten that perfect rebound, would have been in the right place, it would have been fine. There was a point, I think it was in overtime, where Letty outskated everybody. Literally everybody. He outskated the Red Wings, and he outskated his team. So when he got down to the other end and he tried to dump it back and center it, there was nobody there because his other team, the rest of the team, was on the other end of the ice.
He's too fast, man. He's too fast.
Like, slow down, Nick.
Gotta wait for someone else.
Yeah. So, of course, with no score in the overtime, that means we go to a good old shootout.
Another nerve-wracking shootout.
Yeah. Jonathan Toews coming up empty, couldn't get enough elevation on the puck to get it past Jimmy Howard. There was some opening, got him to go down, so there was opening top shelf, but just couldn't get it high enough, just kind of threw it into the pad. But then Corey Crawford coming up with a nice glove save on Pavel Datsyuk. Corey Crawford always makes me nervous because he comes so far out of the goal, and it just kind of makes me nervous that he's not going to get back. But just textbook glove save by Crawford, snatched it right out of the air, so it remained tied. Then Patrick Kane was trying to get Howard to go down. Howard didn't bite on it, and then it was just a poor attempt by Kane and shot it right into Howard. There was really nothing going there with that one. Kind of surprising from Patrick Kane, not doing his usual jukes and spins and dips and dives. It was just kind of he skated in and shot the puck.
Right. I mean, I would have liked him every once in a while. I mean, everyone, like you said, we're used to him slowing it down and, you know, dangling. I was kind of hoping he'd come in faster than he was and do like a one move, quick forehand, backhand, forehand, something really quick and shoot just to, you know, give goaltenders maybe even in the future something to think about. Like, okay, I can't come out too far else he's going right around me. And then they go back and, you know, he can shoot into the corners that he's so good at. But this one, he was kind of in between. He wasn't slow. He wasn't fast. And Jimmy Howard just was like, all right, I'm going
to
wait.
He seemed slower than before because he almost came to a full stop right in front of Howard as he tried to figure out what he was going to do because Howard wasn't biting.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just kind of got a little bit confused. Yeah, I think he was hoping on the first shot fake, Howard would go down, and then he could just kind of toy with him. But after that, I think Kane was just kind of, all right, well, I can't sit here forever, so I might as well shoot the puck. And he did, and Howard just kind of knocked it away and gobbled it up.
Well, then on the next one, Henrik Zetterberg putting it past Corey Crawford to give Detroit the 1-0 lead in the shootout, which means Marian Hossa had to come up with a goal in order to keep it alive, or else this one would have been, was it over at this point?
We shot first.
Yeah, so
They would have had a chance.
Yeah, they would have had a chance to put it away. But Hossa had to come up with the shot. No, yeah. If Hossa would have missed, they would have won.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was our third attempt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Hossa having to score here to keep the shootout alive. And I don't know how Haas makes some of these shootout goals, but he just went in on Howard and he just fires the hardest slap shots you will ever see in shootouts. He ringed it off of both goalposts and somehow got it to go in. It was dink, dink.
I was so surprised. I mean, he came in and he initially did a shot fake. And usually after a shot fake, you're going to try and do a quick move. You're not going to shoot it again. But and there wasn't a lot of room for him to elevate the puck so quickly, but somehow Haas found a way, and he banged it off the post, managed to sneak in there for a split second, and then flew back out of the goal. And But yeah, that was one of the, maybe it's because it was so close, but that was definitely one of the hardest shots I've seen in the shootout since, you know, whenever you see Zdeno Chara shoot one. Then it's just get out of the way.
Exactly. I would not want to be a goaltender against either one of those guys, Hossa or Chara. No thanks. I would just scoot out of the side of the goal. Just take the shot. Just take the shot.
Try not to hit me. I'll kind of make myself as small as I can in there. Maybe I'll go sideways for you so you got the whole sides open.
Okay, I'm skating out, skating. Oh, I fell backwards. Oh, just shoot it over
darn.
Me.
Please, sir.
I had a blowout. So, of course, now the Red Wings with a chance to win it, but Corey Crawford stopping Damian Bruner. So, Michael Roosevelt getting a chance for the Hawks here, and his just hit the goalpost. Yeah. Not as lucky as Hossa, who got it to go in. Roosevelt just hitting the left goalpost and it bouncing out. They went to Toronto to review it, and you could see the replay.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Pretty cut and dry, but I like that Quenneville had the confidence in Roosevelt to get him in there again.
Yeah.
The same move worked as it did in the first shootout. He just didn't quite convert. And honestly, personally, no reason for me to keep him out of the shootout lineup if it's working, which it is.
Yeah. So now, again, the Red Wings with a chance to win it, but Corey Crawford coming up strong again with the stop on Gustav Nyquist. And then Brandon Saad with the opportunity, and he delivered for the Hawks, getting his first shootout goal of his career to give the Hawks the lead. So one last attempt for the Red Wings. Johan Franzen was up to try to extend it, but just fired one up and over the net, and that was the game. The Hawks win, sweep Detroit in the regular season series. Yeah, how often do we get to say that?
Not often. Pretty much never.
So they sweep the Red Wings, clinch the Central Division. Oh, and the playoffs near, closer and closer. Here comes the Stanley Cup run, hopefully.
Can't wait.
Good game, as always. A classic between the Red Wings and the Blackhawks. Always provide for some of the games, some of the greatest games you will ever see in modern-day hockey. Of course, you just got to laugh. I could just see the Detroit Red Wings saying, thank goodness we're moving to the East.
Yeah. Recently, this is just starting to get ugly.
What do
for
we
them.
Have to do to beat the Blackhawks this year?
Well, it's going to stink considering they're the 8th seed right now in the West and we're the 1. So they may not be out of the woods just yet.
Oh, poor Detroit.
I mean, I guess this gives them motivation to get better so that they can maybe just have to
deal
with Anaheim.
At least one game.
Yeah.